This will fulfill chitecha b'aliyah. Then it comes to say the owner, when the Yisraelim are going to come later and say, listen, I paid you money for it already. Give me my bushel of wheat. You know what the owner is going to say? Listen, your wheat got burnt already. Because really, this is the small one that the Rabbanan said, kesef is not kainu. If I give money, I'm kainu. If I buy a bushel of apples off you, if I give you the money is kainu. The Rabbanan said, mois is not kainu. Only when you make a mashicha. Why? This is the reason why. Because the Rabbanan were afraid if you give money, and that's it, then it's yours, so the Balabas is not going to wash the fruits anymore. He doesn't care if they get lost, get destroyed. He got his money already, and it's yours, so he's not going to watch it anymore. So in order that it, that should not happen, we want the Balabas to still watch the fruits until the person really picks it up. The Rabbanan made a takana that the fact he paid money is not his yet. King Kesef is not kind of. So it's a taiva for you to say your money is not kind of until you make the Mashicha. So for the Yisraelim will be the same way also. It's good for the Yisraelim to say that the Kesef is not kainah for them until they make the Mashicha. So even though now the price went up, okay, they'll have to pay them more money. That's what it's worth right now. What's going to be like this though? Yoivalu zuzeliyasmi aperi. Let's say people are buying fruits off Yisraelim and the people gave the money. Not like before they only made the Mashicha. Now they gave the money to the Yisraelim. Now, Iyaker, then the Paris went up more. The question is, could the Yisraelim still charge them more money? So that, yes, because it's not worse than a regular Hedyit. A regular Hedyit, we just said, even if he pays money, but the Rabbanan, he's not kainah, until he makes a Mashicha. So since these people only gave the Yisraelim money, they did not take the Paris back yet, they're not kainah the Paris. So now that the payers went up in value, the Yisraelim have a right to tell them, listen, either pay me the higher price or take it back, or I'm not going to sell it to you. What about the Zul? Let's say now the value goes down. So could the Yisraelim still keep the money? Or do they have to give back the money to make it to the, fix it to the right price now? So Salvi Mineda thought to say, Hanu the Rav Chin Eloi Baridi. We should say that since the people paid the money, and by Yisraelim we have this takone, it's like Hegdish, so the Yisraelim, the sale took place already. You can't go back. You have a right to keep the money. Amalui said back, no. Amalui Ashisha Bredu Avidi. Haroi Ludizu. This is bad for the Yisraelim again. Because the Zinnin, sometimes the Mitzrichel is Uzi. Sometimes they're going to need money. The Yisraelim are going to want to sell something to get money. For lack of the Yoivlu, and nobody's going to give them money. The Yoivlu, Peru, until you give them back to Paris. Like they'll be afraid, stomp to buy fruits, like, and give the money now. I'm going to have to get the fruits later. Because they're going to think that if I give you the money now, it's kind of right now, and I lose out on the deal. So people won't be nice to Yisraelim. So therefore, it's not good for the Yisraelim to say the fact people gave them money, that they're kind of the fruits. So therefore we say, no, the kinyan is not chal, only with the Mashicha. Therefore, if the value goes down, the people do not have to pay that much money, the Yisraelim would have to give back some money. Omar Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Ashi, Ano, me, and Rav Kano, Chasmina, Nashtara, we signed on the star, the Ima, the Zira Yasma, and that the mother of the Yisraelim made up, the Mizavna, Ariel, Akarga, that she sold property to pay her taxes, Beloy Achrasta, without an Achrasta. An Achrasta is usually before you sell the field, we have to announce it for 30 days that somebody wants to sell its field, like, to make sure you're going to get the best price. That's the way you sell something. So here she was in a rush to have money to pay the taxes, so she sold the field without announcing it first to get the best price like. Still they did it. Why? The Armin Nadoi says, Lekarg, if you want to sell property in order to have money to pay the taxes, Rosalem Mazoini, in order to feed somebody, need the money for Mazoini to live on, is Ulekfura, or else somebody was lifting, you have to pay for the Kfura, Mizavnina Bulayak Achrasta. These things are very important. You need the money. And in these cases, you have a right to sell the property even before you make the announcements for 30 days. So if you hear that the mother was selling the property of Yisraelim because she needed to pay the taxes, that was okay. Therefore, he signed on the Shtar Mechiri even though they did not announce it first for 30 days. All right, turn over. Mara says, Amram Tzivoi, Amram the dyer, Apatrupa the Yasmi Avoy. He was a guardian, he was an apotropos for Yisraelim. Also, cried from the camera of Nachman. So the relatives came in front of Nachman to complain. to complain. It says, Amri led, he said, Kolovish umechase miyasme. The guy is buying fancy clothing and using the Yisraelim's money. That complaints. The Kareva said, this guy's using up our Yisraelim's money. He's buying clothing from it. So the Nachman asked the person, are you doing it? Amalahu, he said back, you know what I'm doing this for? Because I want to look respected in order that I should be able to do good deals for the Yisraelim. In other words, I'm taking care of the Yisraelim's property. So I want to be able to look nice in order to do good deals for them. So I'm doing it for their sake. So that was Mutter. Because the Tzorech HaYisraim Hu, She'enir Rekodim Choshev. This is the Tzorech HaYisraim Hu, he's allowed to do it. Okay, but then the relatives complained again. Ko'ochol v'shosim v'didu. But Yishno is also eating and drinking from the Yisraim's money. V'loy omud, Trashi Eina Osher, Lasas Yitzias Alolu Mishaloi, Mishal Yisraim Hu, Oysa. Stam Osher, Oim Dim Oysa, B'nei Yodim, Zeh Kocha V'zeh Kocha. Avuloni Yen Odim Oindoi. In other words, he's just taken money from the Yisraelim without alignment. We don't know how much it is. Because he was spending a lot of money. He was using a lot of money for the drinking and for the eating. And we don't know if it was fit for him to spend that much money. So the Amid means we didn't shut up, we didn't value it really, if he has a right to spend that much money or not. So again, he said back, no. Eima Metziya Ashkach. Maybe the reason why he's spending so much money is he found a Metziya. Maybe that Petrop has found something. And he has his own money. That's what he's spending on. So good, you can't prove he's doing anything wrong so far. Our third complaint was, mafsid, but he's ruining the fields. Rashi says, he's not taking good fields of the field. He's cutting down trees. He's not taking good care. Omalu. So Nachman said, if so, isolate Sadi, bring me proof, bring me edim. The mafsid that he's ruining the fields, v'yis kalinu, and then v'yasalkinu, and then I'll take him away. Yom Rav Huna said, Chaber Mishmed Rav, that Apotropis, the Mafsid, Apotropis, that is ruining the fields of the Yisraelim, Mitzakin Elay, we take him off, we fire him. The Yitma will learn like this, Apotropis, the Mafsid, and Apotropis, not who appointed him, but if later on we find that he's ruining the fields for the Yisraelim, so Rav Huna Rav, Mitzakin Elay, we have a right to fire him. Today, Rabbi Shilo Amri Loi Mitzakin Elay, no, we don't have a right to fire him. Not sure what he means, why you can't fire him, but the whole point of the Hilchos about the Halacha is, Misakinilai, yes, you have a right. If he's ruining the fields of the Yisraelim, we have a right to fire him. So therefore, Rav Nachman said, bring me Edim, that you have proved that this apotropis is ruining the fields for the Yisraelim, and then I'll agree, I'll fire him. Right, now the Mishnah says, apotropis sheminu av Yisraelim yishava. There's this takona, if the father appointed the apotropis, then when the apotropis finishes his work, he has to swear. My time, what's the reason? The pshat is like this. If it wouldn't have been that he had some hanor, now the father asked him to do him a favor. It's a big favor to take care of the kids. So why are you doing the favor? It must be that when the father was alive, he did you a lot of favors. So since the father did you a lot of favors, you owe it back to the Yisraelim to take care of his kids. There's really the story is at all times we should make the apotropis swear that he didn't take any money. But what we're afraid about is sometimes if the apotropis knows he's going to have to swear, maybe he won't accept the position in the first place. Because what do I need this whole service for? What do I have to be an apotropis and then swear at the end? I'd rather not be an apotropis. So as far as like this, if the father appointed him, most probably the father knows what he's doing, that like he owes it back to the father. The father did a lot of good to him, and this person owes it back to the father to take care of his kids. So if Rabbanan now tells this person he's going to have to swear, that's not enough reason for him not to be an apotropis. He'll still accept to be an apotropis. Ma'ashen ken minu bezdin lo yishava. If bezdin appoints him to be the apotropis, then the Gemara says, milsa bi'amu diyovid l'vedina. He's only doing it like what bezdin is asking him. But he has nothing to gain from the deal. He doesn't have to do it. He's doing best in the tithe, he's doing best in the favor. Therefore, the Rama Salei Shu, Aslamuya, we have to be afraid that if Bezdin tells him, Mishnah, you're going to have to swear later, maybe he'll, Aslamuya, he'll stop swearing. He won't want to swear, so he won't be the apotropis. Therefore, Bezdin does not make him swear. Abishol says no, Abishol says just the opposite. What's the svar why? The Gemara says, my timer, minu bezdin yishav, if bezdin appoints you, still we make him swear, because it's a big prestige to have a bezdin appoint you. Diyano, the konofuk alei kola di inshim hemnu, to ha samach alei bedina, so you can have a famous name now, that bezdin, the people see that bezdin trust you. So you have a tremendous name that you're a trustworthy person. Bezdin is trusting you to be the apotropis. So therefore, mishum shmuel yaslamuyi, mino, some the fact that you have to swear later won't stop you from accepting the position. It's a position that you have covered from it, so you'll take it. Mashenkin avi yisaimim, when the father appointed him, lo yishava, then the din is he doesn't have to swear, Abishol says. Because milsa bi'amu di'avzi, there's no prestige, no covered. Some the father is asking you to do him a favor. So then we have to be afraid, if you put a shru upon this person, also lemuya, he won't accept the position. That's Abishol's svara. Omer Rav Chana bar Ami, Omer Shmuel, Hilchos Makab Shul. That's Taka the Locha. That when Bezdin appoints you, you do have to swear, but when the Father appoints you, you don't have to swear. Tani will learn, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Zeh v'zeh Yishova. And I said, no, both cases the apotropos have to swear. V'hir, ba Locha Kedvarov, and it was learned there, and the Locha is like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marova, Kaim of the Rav Avua. Apotropis sheminu avi yisaimim. If the father appointed this apotropis to take over, yishava. Then he does have to swear. You know why? The v'neishu nice sochus, like he's receiving reward, he's like getting paid for it. But since he's getting paid for it, he has to swear. Omalei said back to him, at isis kaba v'chailasli, like you bring me the barrel that counts for me. Where am I getting paid? I'm not getting paid. Where does the apotropis get paid from? Elaim rather say like this, the v'neishu k'neise socher. It's like you're getting paid from it. Mustama, that's what I said before. Because the Mustama, why are you doing it? Because the father did you a lot of favors when he helped you a lot. Therefore, since it's considered like you got paid for it already, therefore the svar you'll have to pay. You'll have to swear. Right. Mishnah says like this. Hametame. If somebody goes to somebody else's tyrus, your friend has truma, and you go and you make a tummy. Ha metame, that means you are metame, you take a sheretz in your hand, and you touch his trumas. The amadama. The dama means you mix up chulin and truma together. Now only a kohen can eat it. Like this, the person has chulin, he can eat it. And he has truma, good, the truma, he has to give to a kohen. You come and you mix up together the chulin and truma together. The amanasech. You go and take your friend's wine and make a gai nesach. So b'shoigig potter. You do these things b'shoigig your potter. Because these things are called the hezek shein and nikar, that may be rice to your potter. So if you did a b'shoigig your potter, b'meizid chayiv, but if you do a b'meizid, then with the rabbonim yichayiv, there's a knas you have to pay. But mikra din is called the hezek shein and nikar. The fact that I take a sheris and put it on your truma, if you look at the truma now, we don't see anything's wrong with it. It looks the same way it was before now, it looks now. So that's called the hezek shein and nikar. We hold, with the rice, you're not chayiv. That's not the hezek, the Torah said you have to pay. Therefore, if you do it, b'shoigig your potter. If you do it, b'meizudot, then you chayiv. Itma, we learn like this. What's the pshat of menasech? Itma, menasech, what does it mean? Rav omer menasech mamish. That the person mamish is now taking the person's wine and putting his hand in it, Rashi says, and shichshuch, moves his hand around in the wine, l'shem avoy dezoro. His mamish being oivir avoy dezoro, now the Kamar is chayiv misa for this. That's the case the Mishnah is talking about. Well, Shmuel Omer Shmuel says, no, Marif, not that you're doing Yai Nesach now, but you take Yai Nesach and you start and pour it into your friend's wine, so you make your friend's wine also. So Mor says, man, the Yom HaMarif, the one that says, talking about Marif, start mixing it, my time, Yom HaMenasech, why doesn't he say like Rav, it means Mamish, you're doing the Nesach right now? Omelech, I'll tell you, Menasech, because if the person right now is like shaking his hand in the wine, L'shem Avoy Dezara, come labor the Rabbi Minei. If so, then he's chayiv misa for that. So what do you mean b'meizid? He has to pay back the money. The klal always is, come with the Rabbi Minei. If you have the chayiv misa, you don't have to pay money. That's why he says it does not mean menasech mamish, but it means marav. You start mixing wine of yayin nesach into your friend's wine. Viduch, what's the pshan Rav? How could Rav say it's menasech mamish? Ah, you chayiv misa? So Mar says, could Rav Yirmiyo? The Yom Rav Yirmiyo, mishas hagbo hudakona. When a person first picks up the wine, he's kind of like the mazik, like yechayev hezek when you first pick it up. And it's chayev benash lehev v'yad shas nisach. You only chayev misa when you pour the wine or shake your hand inside the wine. Therefore, it's not called bidna. Therefore, the chayev money comes first. and the chiyuv misa comes later. Therefore, the Mishnah still says the meizid yechayiv. The Mishnah says the man the yom manasseh, but the one that says it means mamish manasseh. My time will yom miyarav. Why didn't you want to say better? The Mishnah means jam you're mixing in yain nesach into your friend's wine. Omalach lets the back mariv tainam adama.